Huh? Oh, it's getting better now. Last couple of days.
Is that why you're leaving?
Huh?
Is that why you're leaving?
Not sure. This time of year, Santa's getting slow. For this time to leave.
Let's turn to page 7 in the booklet. Start with the Guru Yoga.
Maybe what is the matter? It's better. What is the matter?
Let's turn to page 64.
Lamala, 21 times long, 21 times long.
In the goal book, 64 in the goal book.
It'll take like probably, how long it takes? 10 minutes, 5 minutes? I'm not sure. Not 5 minutes, it takes about 15 minutes. Yeah, something. Okay. So all of us, please be mindful, you know, while you're reciting this Vajrasattva mantra, long 21 times. And please remember, try to remember the four power, okay? Four power, much as you can, while you're reciting Vajrasattva mantra. try all your best to be mindful about the... the purpose of reciting the Vajrasattva mantra. Each one of us, you and every one of us, you know, we get benefit, okay? Because we recite mantra. So you recite, everybody recites. So they even doing this, you know, as a group, you know, it's a much more. Powerful, doing as a group. So you hear, you know, somebody saying mantra, they hear you saying mantra. There's a lot of benefit, you know, and not just saying the mantra, even hearing the mantra. As I mentioned before, you know, Lamrim class, you know, so there's many beings that we don't communicate with them, you know, directly, but you know, doesn't mean they are not there. So also, you know, who knows, you know, like that when you say the mantra, you know, there's so many different also pieces also hear the mantra for your benefit. This is very, very powerful mantra. That's why I, you know, highly recommend people to participate this upcoming Vajrasattva retreat, which I'm going to lead by Dr. Brown. So, and you know, get a lot of benefit, you know, so just think about, you know, just merely remembering Buddha Vajrasattva names, purify each and every negative karma. Can you imagine then saying the mantra? You know, can you imagine saying the mantra? See, as a Buddhist, that's what we do. Whenever we feel something bad about something, what we do, we say, we purify them, you know, we purify them. So the end. Instead of feeling bad, you feel good. You feel good, you know. That's as a Buddhist what we do. We don't think, you know. We don't have to think with a bad feeling. We don't have to think, you know. We can, even though the feeling is bad, we can still flow. We don't have to think. So see. We can make the feeling, you know, flat. Then that feeling can be flawed, and we don't have to think with that feeling. Someone who knows how to purify their negative actions is even heavier one is going to be lighter because they know how to purify them. I'm not making this up. Who said the Shantideva said in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life? Kebe digwa chinya yang. See, Whenever we remember something good, what we do, we dedicate. You know, as a Buddhist, we dedicate. You know? We dedicate and we wish, you know, all living beings have, you know, that kind of, you know, good memory. We just dedicate. You know? So when you're feeling something bad, as a Buddhist, what we do, we purify them. You know? We purify them. We don't just sit there, you know, and continue to feel bad. What we do, we purify them. You know? Even somebody who killed 999 people, if they can purify, so of course why not we can purify? See? If someone who killed 999 people still have chance to achieve liberation, so no, we do have chance to achieve liberation. So, purification. No? That's as a Buddhist what we do. No? So when we enjoying something, you know, something we, you know, the, what we do immediately according to Shanti Deva, we dedicate. We dedicate, you know. May all living beings have this kind of opportunity. We dedicate, you know. Instead of being just proud, arrogant, we dedicate, you know. When we are feeling bad, what we do, we purify them, you know. Instead of, you know, blaming someone, blaming this, blaming that, you know, blaming yourself, you know. So we purify. So we don't have to think with that feeling, we don't have to think. No. So then reciting, you know, Vajrasattva mantra, you know, so it's like really, really good, and it's very good. So that's why, you know, so lately, you know, so I sometimes, you know, decide to do the Vajrasattva practice here, you know, so instead of saying prayer, you know, so that's exactly what we're going to do tonight, okay? Alhamdulillah will lead.
Okay. So on page 64 in the gold book, let's start at the top, the first of praise. Merely thinking of just your name eradicates all obstacles and immediately purifies all negative karma. Thus to you, unsurpassed Vajrasattva, I make prostration. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenopati Katrido Mebawa Sudokayo Mebawa Subokayo Mebawa Anuratya me bhava sarasede me prayacha sarakarma sutta me chitam siyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tata kata bhagama me mula bhagama mava samaya sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya manu palaya bhaja sato teno pati kadido me bhava sutokaya me bhava subokaya me bhava Anurakto me bhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutta me chitam siyam kuruhum ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva taka bhagama me mudo bhagama maha samaya sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya manu palaya bhaja sato teno bhaja kadido me bhava Sutokayo me bhava, subokayo me bhava, anurakto me bhava, sarasede me prayacha, sarakama sutta me chitam siyaku. Ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tathagata, bhagama me mucha bhaja bhava maha samaya, sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya, manu palaya, bhaja sato teno bhaja kadido me bhava. Sutokayo me bhava, subokayo me bhava, anurakto me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutta me chitam siyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tathagata, bhagama me mucha bhaja bhava maha samaya, sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya manu palaya, bhaja sato teno bhaja kadido me bhava, sutokayo me bhava, subokayo me bhava, anurakto me bhava, sarva siddhi me prayacha, sarva karma sutta me chitam siyam kuruhum, ha 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 ho bhagavana sarva tathagata, bhagama me mucha bhaja bhava maha samaya sato ahum te om bhaja sato samaya manu palaya bhaja sato teno bhaja kadido me bhava sutokayo me bhava subokayo me bhava anurakto me bhava sarva siddhi me prayacha sarva karma sutta me chitam siyam kuruhum
Om Bhajasato Samaya Manipala
Now please deep down from your heart, imagine, visualize, the Buddha was just calling your name, oh my child, all the negative karma has been created in the past, created now, going to create in the future, completely purify. Wonderful, yeah. That's good practice, yeah, wonderful. So now today, the order. last part of the 12 link explanation. So today, like how to the 12 link now. Several colors, the wheel of existence or wheel of cycle existence or wheel of samsara.
Are we sure this
screen? Yeah, we have a share screen. So you can sit there a while. You want to see?
Yeah. She's going to fall. I'll be in the way.
Today, that how the trailing illustrate four noble truth. Illustrate, is the right word to say? Illustrate four noble truth. Trailing possibly into flower. Nice, that's good news. Can you please make it smaller? Can you make it whole? All of them, all. When you think about four noble truths, the first one is like truth of, not Dunga, but they literally translated the like truth of suffering. Looks like some like nose or what ear, what is it? Oh no. Chris, is this our Sangha?
Yeah.
Oh. So then after that, I think Dr. Brown probably sent something on the email, who like, maybe there's something, some link. So now, talking about the Four Noble Truths, you know, how the 12 illustrate the Four Noble Truths, based on these commentaries, in the middle, you know, these are the Second Noble Truth, origin. Origin symbolizes the origin of the Second Noble Truth, to the suffering, the origin of suffering. So usually I said, you know, that's literally the translation, I say, truth of complications, the cause of complications, you know, is not, this is the middle one. First, you know, small circle, like what you call three poisons. Out of you know, many disturbing thoughts, these are the three main disturbing thoughts, you know. These are the second, origin of second, you know. Lazy kunjuri, nimu viko. So, then this part should be, you know, the second wheel, half part should be look like, you know, the dark, and the one part should supposed to look like white. This is like, it's all dark?
Yes.
This is not all white. I'm not sure what happened to the bottom of that.
It's only white on the top.
Yeah, anyway, so they symbolize karma, positive karma, negative karma. The bottom part, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So then this all, you know, like inner circle, this all like the realm, six realms, you know. Six realms. These are not free from complications. These are, you know, still six realms is part of the complications. You know, different levels. Complication that you experience here, you may not experience here. Complication you experience here, you may not experience here. Complication different here, you know, different levels of complications. No, this all symbolize second, the first noble truth of suffering. So, the middle one. No, then I say the second of the truth, origin of you know, complications. So, that's good. Yeah, that's exactly what I want. This one. Yeah. So then, can you move a little bit further down? No, a little bit up. There. How you say? Go back, please. Oh, do my. So the actually, you know, there should be like moon, the Buddha pointing at the moon. So can you show the Buddha's image? Please, God. Buddha's image was just, that's the finger pointing at moon, full moon, but that part is missing. You see the moon? Same tongue, the same picture?
No, it's different, but
he goes
all the way to the other side.
Yeah. Oh, no, it might be behind the bulkhead. Yeah. Anyway, so beneath the moon, there's like some writings there. The moon, you know, like how you say, new moon, first moon is kind of like after like 16, the moon gets darker, then a new phase, how you say, then slowly, that dark part become less and less. That's how it symbolizes liberation, you know. It's not going to be right away, it's not, next day it's going to all be full, you know, like white, you know. It takes time. Slowly, that's like cause of complications, that's how it's going to be, I say, less and less, you know, little by little, not like right away, you know, little by little, then it's going to be like full moon, that kind of symbolize, full moon symbolize cessations of all the complications, cessations, so, full moon symbolize Buddha's pointing at the, you know, way out, you know, full moon symbolizes cessations. How the cessation takes place? you know, the dark part, you know, that's all the complications, you know, together with the cause, you know, disturbance thought, will be less and less and less and less and less. Therefore, practice is going to feel like that. Any practice we do is going to feel like that. You know, in the beginning it's hard, and you know, then the slow, is they all dark. Then slow, you see some light, some white. Then you see more white. Then you see more white. Then you see more white, you know, like that. Because therefore, you know, there's different way of counting the calendar according to Vinayaka Sutra. Sutra that talks about monastic life. So moons begin on 16. Doesn't begin on fast, you know. That's according to the Buddha's, you know, way of counting the calendar. No, fast day is hard day. No, it's all dark. No, it's not going to be easy. Dark, no, then slowly get better. No, so then reach, no, full. No. So there should be moon there. Moon. So they symbolize cessation. The fourth one. So now what is left is path. That lead to cessation's path. So, and beneath the, right below the moon, there's no, some writing. Understand? So, but it's not there. So, and most of the time, it's not that easy to find that writing, you know, the writing that people need to look. You know, so I'm not sure that every artist will find that, you know. So they are trained to paint, not trained to find the, how you say, teachings. You know, they're just mainly trained to paint. Oh. So there are some piece of teachings right below the moon. Oh. Oh, the, you know, something like this, you know. See, you see here, something like this. But this part is too small. You see, the moon here. So right after the moon, right below the moon, there's some teachings there. So they symbolize path to cessation, you know. Because, so I'm going to explain that, you know, statement, that stanza. Okay, I'm going to explain the stanza. So then you can take, so now easy to take photo, you can take photo. If you want, you can take photo, you know. So far what we have like origin of, you know, complications, and complicate itself, different levels of complication itself, you know, six different levels of, you know, complicated existence, so experience different level of complications that symbolize first noble truth, and the center symbolize the second noble truth. Then right now here the moon symbolizes the last one, the cessations. So then the stanza that, you know, symbolize the path. So then I'm going to explain this, make sure that I explain exactly the way it's been written here. The stanza, somebody says, you want to, Sanjay Tenla Jubacha, Dambi, Chimba Lantishi, Chida Dinishambacha, Kanji, Rabdu Payova, Chudu Dila Chujuba, Chewe Kolo, Rabane, Dongatama Cheva Jus. So there's two stanzas, huh? It takes also here. This is all been, you know, if you look at one of these books taught by Shakyamuni Buddha, you'll find some, you know, but it's all in Tibetan, so there's no help. If I mention the page, you know, that helps, because you can read Tibetan. It's all in Tibetan, you know? But you see somewhere there. Sister, right below the moon, right below the moon, right below the moon. So that's why you're supposed to write this, you know, two stanzas. Those who are seeking liberation, you know, freedom, you know, or break from complications. Those who are seeking break or liberation or freedoms from the complications, you know, so then need to pay attention to what's written in that stanza. You know. The stanza is for them, you know, for those people. Remembering all the complications that we go through, being part of those, one of those six, you know, out of six, one of them is human realms, you know, being part of that. You know. So then experiencing all these, you know, complications, you know, different levels of complications. Not everybody experience some complications, everybody experience, then top of that, you know, then different level of complications based on the individual's, you know, life. So different kind of, you know, complications. But some complication is everybody, you know, experience the same thing, but, you know, then different levels. Oh, then this is like due to, you know, so individual actions. So, so then now, remembering all the complications that we experience, you know, experience being a part of this, you know, existence, you know, remembering, recalling them, being aware of them, and understanding the downside of them, that's how you generate this desire to seek, you know, liberations, you know, breaks from those complications. If you are enjoying the complications, if you are, you know, then, you know, there's no desire to seek break or free or, you know, freedom or, like, liberation from that complication. So first initial stage is to see whether we can get out right now or not. That's not the point. Point is first to see, you know, all this, see the downside of complications. So then that will, you know, help you to generate the desire to seek break or liberation or freedoms from the complications, okay? And doing that with joyful effort, not just, you know, do, you know, happy to do. So I've been saying this because it's related to the second perfections, you know. Chunji is like joyful effort, you know, not just doing it joyfully, you know, happy to do. Lava Sundra. Three trainings, you know. Training of wisdom, training of morality, training of, you know, single pointed meditations or concentrations. Those three things, you know, three practices, what we call usually they translated three training, labasam. Then extra three training or higher training, three training. Higher means that's combined with bodhicitta, you know, altruistic attitude. With that attitude, practicing single pointed meditations, practicing ethics, you know, and practicing as a, in order to practice, first you have to generate, you know, wisdom by listening, wisdom by thinking, wisdom by deep thinking, you know, those called higher three training. Higher refers to altruistic attitude or bodhicitta, you know? But normally they're called labasam, three training. No, morality, wisdom, concentration, so on. And Tadandri Kangjim Tala Lambo Che Tumbule De Techida Shambha Shindhoche. Nimboda, Pumboda, Hyboda, Shida, and Dizzy, the Jewish Machine. So therefore, those who are seeking break or liberation freedom from complicated existence, and those people should be very practice mindfulness. Mindfulness being mindful of three doors: speech, body, actions. You know, or three doors: body, speech, mind. Okay, being mindful. So that's what has been said in the stanza. That's the meaning of the stanza. That's what is said in the stanza. Then, you know, meditating or reading or thinking about emptiness also very important, okay? Just read. Even just reading about emptiness. What is emptiness, no? Just even reading about emptiness, then thinking about emptiness, then of course meditating on emptiness. Oh? So then, that's the main, you know, because this reading, thinking, deep thinking about emptiness, that's how you cut the root of this complicated existence. Now that's the way to cut, you know, the root of complicated existence is causes by what we call self-grasping mind, mind that grasping very tightly on the self which does not exist at all. It just projected, you know. See, right now there's no I, oh, I'm not good, I'm good, I don't feel good, you know, oh, I've not been praised, you know, like that. The I, this strong, this I. So, it's very much... Did I tell you the story about a farmer? There's one farmer in Tibet. Don't remember the name, but, you know, he's plowing the field. One day, you know, the old animal, probably yaks, more like yaks, you know, the hairy, like, very hairy cow, that Tibetan unique animals, you know, live on the high mountain. Yaks are tired, not pulling very well, and he's probably hungry, a little bit tired. And he look at the yaks, you know, and he feels so bad, you know, because these animals, you know, going through so much sufferings. So he feels very bad, you know. Sometimes, you know, to ripen something, it takes time, you know. He's been probably doing this many, many years. But in that moment, and he felt, you know, something. He just, you know, felt very strongly, felt strong compassion towards the animals. Then he said, okay, then he just give up. So then he said, okay, I want to do chir practice. Chir means cut. This cutting, you know, that practice called chir means there's some a big drum, not like this small, huge drum, then, you know, you chant. Then you just, mainly, in the end, you know, people do go to cemetery to practice, to try to cut this, you know, sense of self, you know, very strong craving and clinging on the self, you know, so they try to destroy that, you know, they try to destroy it and just go in a cemetery, then they do drum, then they chant, you know, this practice, they guide you, kind of guide your meditations, what you're supposed to think while you do that, you know. And then, you know, like, eventually it's like, how is it, offering everything, you know, everything, even the marriage, possession, body, and everything offering to the spirit. That's, you know, trying to, because, you know, this self-grasping is mind is very much rooted on this physical, because, of course, self is level on the aggregate. So anyway, he's doing this practice, and all of a sudden he feels this all kind of, you know, like spirit, this feel like coming there, you know, then he got so scared. So then he, right away, he started to say some mantra to prevent them. Instead of getting better, it's getting worse. So then he went to one lama to have consultations. So then lama said, oh, don't say mantra, just continue practice. So then he went there, no. So then he went again into practicing. All of a sudden he felt like that he was lifted from the ground, or from all the spirit, lifted up, you know. So then, how do you say, dropped. So then he felt like, then you know, he fell down on the ground, and he felt like, oh, I'm finished now, I'm finished. Then he, not just, you know, intellectually, just really feel, how is it? Just really feel, you know, I'm finished, not just, oh, I'm finished here, no, like, really felt, here, I'm finished. All of a sudden, he's not finished. He is not finished, you know, he's still alive. Then he lost that self, the self that he's clinging so much, he completely lost that, you know. Then he realized another self, that's the correct one. So right there, he saw emptiness. He saw emptiness, you know. All the fear is completely gone. Does it make sense? The self that he said is gone, that's projected, 100% projected by mind, and so much complications caused by that, based on that. When his cell is gone, everything that related to that is completely gone. What's left is like merely level self. That's what is left. That's what he realized after that. What he realized is merely level self. The self that, you know, he felt every day, you know, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, you know, I want to do this, oh, I don't know, then I don't want to do this, you know, so they all that self has said, he felt, is gone, you know. Then he realized he's still alive, then that time he felt that, you know, Son Rinpoche told the story, Son Rinpoche told the story, so that, you know, self-grasping mind is the mainly, basically, there's two stanzas explaining the importance of practicing three training, three higher training, three trainings, you know, combined with the meditating on emptiness. That's what stanza means. So that is the path that will lead to cessations. Okay? So that's the four noble truth. Number fourth. Huh? Make sense? Oh, yeah. Is it clear? Yeah, so then maybe now, because now you can't tell artists or they are wrong, because now they're trained to paint. They are not trained to relate all this four noble truth with the 12 links, you know. So some of them have no proper idea about four noble truth at all. Some of them probably don't know about four noble truth, you know. So, when it comes down to explanations, you know, then artists, that's not their job. So their job is to paint. So then they look some copies. Some artists do concentrate. So, so Jambel asked me, so then I answered the question that he asked, you know. So I did not answer all the, I did not explain to him the will of life. I answered the question that he asked. Probably some of the questions he didn't ask, then I didn't answer. Oh yeah. So then, Chris Napolis, can you show the whole image? Can you make it a little bit bigger? Maybe like here and here. Oh yeah, that's very good. So see, because the first link, the second link, that's, you know, Maribi Ongi DJ, this is like called order. Order. Then there's a reverse order. See? Reverse order. That's the order how one will enter into the second existence. From here, because the first, then there'll be second. Because second, then there's third, then all this rest six follows, not inside here, the last circle, not here, last circle. Now there's 12 links. Because of first, then there will be second, then this goes like this. This is called order. No? Within the second existence, there's a reverse order, you know. Gachi, the last one is death, aging and death. Right? Gachi, there. Birth. If there's no death, there'll be no aging. If there's no aging, there'll be no birth. Then it goes like, that's called reverse order. Order and reverse. Lungjung. Lungjung is called Lungjung. Lugdo. So that's like, that's a negative. That's like related to the second level, to the Lungjung. So now there's positive order. That's like, if the ignorance ceases, then this will cease. Then this will cease. That's called another order. How to get one order is like entering into second existence. This order and reverse orders. So this one is like orders. How to get out of this second existence? No, cease ignorance. Then cease this. Then cease that. All of that. Make sense? Yeah. So yes. That's called reverse order.
Go reverse, counterclockwise, go back.
Clockwise, there's the entering into second existence, you know? Clockwise, right?
Uh-huh.
There's order. So there's a reverse order, there's, you know, going backwards.
Can that happen?
Yeah. did you heard about four maras? Four maras. So one of the maras is death. Death is one of the maras. You know, death can be ceased. You know? So it's hard to believe, but you know, like also this death is part of this. You know, this part of the samsara. It's not part of the like life. It's part of, you know. So death can be ceased. You know, death can be ceased. So we don't go in there because there's not much time. So I'm sure that you have all kind of questions to come up, you know. So then it's going to get more complicated. So see, Shakyamuni, then you maybe wonder why the Shakyamuni Buddha passed away. So all these kind of questions arise, but there is this way to answer, but it'll take a long time, you know, to answer. I say, tumo dijendangos, you know, the common sense, commonly, has a tumo is common, you know, like, commonly it just looks like dog. Maybe not, it's not dog, no, but that's what it looks like, a dog. But uncommonly, who knows? You never know, you know. No, so commonly it looks like four legs, looks like dog. But tumo dijendangos, how you say, common sense? How you say?
Common sense, yeah.
Huh? So that's what everybody sees. Normally, that's what people see as a dog. But, you know, normally. But who knows, you know?
Common
appearances. But uncommonly, in the reality, you don't know. Asanga saw Maitreya Buddha as a dog. That's what people see. They say, no. But uncommonly, in the reality, he has no idea. So that's why, you know, commonly all it seems like, oh, Shakyamuni the Buddha did pass away, but uncommon reality, you know, so like four mara can be destroyed. One of the mara is dead, can be destroyed. Therefore, I'm saying the reverse order, you know, reverse order. If there's no death, there'll be no aging. There's no aging, there'll be no birth. That's the reverse order, you know. So they use the. So when he asks, you know, if death can be ceased, yeah, death can be ceased, because when you look at the four maras, one of them, dishichyam, that's one of the quality of enlightened beings, they destroyed four maras. When you look at the four maras, then one of them is like, you know, is like death. So with that, anything left, I think that's pretty much covered, huh? Finished. I think it's finished now. Here?
No, farther up. It looks like Avalokiteshvara.
Yeah,
left. On the other side.
The other?
Yeah, right. That's her.
Here?
No, higher. Well,
I'd like to know about that.
Is there a stupa here, stupa? The ruler of the Tushita realms, ruler of the Tushita realms, could be. So far, 12 links, the Buddha should be there, you know, the moon should be there. Under the moon, there should be message. Then anything else, you know, it's probably extra. the people have extra, but you know, there's, So, Saibu Tamatoko Dini, it's called Faipu. So, I'll write it down. So if you want to find, I'll write it down. Then you can look up Faipu Tambo. There's like ruler of the Tushita realms. Tushita realms. Anything else? Yeah. So I think it's complete now. It's complete, yeah. So, so more important things, you know, how to relate Four Noble Truth, and the Buddha's trying to teach that king Four Noble Truth through this art, you know, through this art, you know. This art, this is expressions, you know. Usually artists say, oh, art is not just painting, it's like expression of artists, whatever, you know, expressions. So this is the expression of Four Noble Truth. Four Noble Truth. So therefore, it's important to how to link them to the Four Noble Truth teachings. So, okay. So then, I'm not sure the what is called reverse, the order and reverse order. There's negative one and the positive one. Then there, kuni nyumachu, then there, lungdo, the negative one. How to enter in. Then you like this. So then there's namjansha, how to get out of, you know. If you cease ignorance, there will be no second one. Then there will be no third link. Then there will be all the rest will stop. There's no positive order. Then there's also reverse order too. You know. That itself also can symbolize path. Path, the third noble truth. Or message under the moon that no, symbolized path, no? So if you want to relate to the actual wheel of life itself, so then there's positive order and reverse order that itself symbolized path, okay? If you want to relate whole Four Noble Truth just to the wheel, so there's no, then how you can explain the path? Path is like there's positive order and the positive reward or reverse order, that's path. Mm-hmm. So then that, no, this figure, no, not sure, because that you are supposed to paint this something wrathful, no, not something. So that, you know, should remind us impermanent. That is impermanent. That's why, you know, like, see, this whole existence is, you know, is, so here, this one, each morning, so, as a monk, a nun, so when you wear this kotenga, you are supposed to remember Samula. You know, Tonga, you know, they are not this one. You are supposed to remember that, you know, impermanent. You know, it's not just strange, I say, strange design. You know, this has meaning. You know, you are supposed to remember when you wear, you are supposed to remember impermanent. You are supposed to remember death, you know. No, no, both of them, but not divided, both of them. Both of them. You have to remember dead and impermanent, so not divided. So same here, no, this is
Yeah, same. This figure, you know, called Chidashinje. Chidashinje, the Lord of Death, called Yama. Chidashinje. I'm not sure it's exactly physically like this, but you know, there's expressions of death and impermanence. No, I'm not sure it's like physically does look like that. Not sure, you know. But then, how you going to express death and impermanence? It's not going to be look like flower, right? If you express death and impermanence, it's not going to look like flowers. No, that's why. No, this is. I'm not sure. Does it really look like this? Who knows? But this is the expression of death and impermanence. Supposed to remind you death and impermanence every day. So not remembering that, you know, according to Lamrim teaching, you know, that's the primary reason why we get lazy, because we have no realization about death and impermanence because of that, not because of something else. So anyway, so with that, I complete the 12 linked explanations, like goat eating grass, goat, just four different style of teachings. Goat eating grass, the goat doesn't eat grass all the way down, it just eat tip, then jump another one, they just know. So Migingi says now, old people eating food, they mean, you know, all the easy one chew, all the hard one leap, that's one teaching style. All the difficult you sleep, all the easy you explain, no? Then Charog Sangjan is crow making nest. So that means, you know, there's no, my teaching style is four of them, all of them. Crow, you know, some bird, their nest looks so organized, you know, very, very organized. The crow, you know, just piece one put there, you know, it all looks like kind of like, you know, there's no order, you know, everything's like, you saw a crow nest? There's no order, you know, it's all like kind of sticking out, sticking up, sticking down there. So that's like teaching from here, you know, from living from down, living from up. You know. So in the end, nobody can put it together. So the beginning says, the tree is not even there. So anyway, so yeah, so then please, you know, whenever the people ask outside, then you can explain. Many most important things to explain to them, based on their interest, you know. If they really want to know, this is the expression of four noble truth. That's what it is, the expression of four noble truth, you know. So this is the expression of impermanent death. That's what it is, you know. It's not just like, you know, I'm not sure how you, if it looks exactly like that or not, you know. It's probably, it's not like that, but this expression, that's how you express, you know, something into art, you know, to painting. You know. Okay, yeah. Thank you, yeah. Then with that we'll stop. Yeah, Lamula to me. Maybe Shanti Deva dedication, so. Oh, just go. So then please, you know, so as I mentioned before the class, this upcoming Vajrasattva retreat, you know, I think it's very good to participate. Very good to participate. And, you know, so that's like taking essence out of this precious human life, you know, so purifying. So I highly recommend, if you have time, then please participate. Doesn't matter, you know, so whether it's living by me or not, doesn't matter, you know, so what is important? Important is the retreat. So retreat. So the Dr. Brown already finished the retreat. So I'm really, really happy about that. You know, very, very happy about that. So when I fast, I did request Dr. Brown to lead. Dr. Brown to lead. So then he finished the retreat a long time ago. So that's the one qualification to lead the retreat. To that you yourself finish the retreat, you know, that's what one of the qualifications, so which he already had. So then I highly recommend, if you have time, to please participate, okay? Yeah.
Okay, so it's turned to page 246.
Let's read the dedication. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, and happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.
Thank you,
Sir Richard. Page 245.
Thank you, Chris. Wonderful job. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good night.